Part 2. The Road to War. Pakistan, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Chapter 3. The Best of Times. November 12, 1999. Witnesses later said that there had been something very peculiar about that vehicle. For some reason, its driver appeared to be having no end of trouble parking. First, he would move forward a few feet, and then he would reverse slightly. After a pause, he would advance and then reverse again. He must have repeated the process a dozen times, each time just barely changing the vehicle's orientation. There appeared to be no reason for what he was doing. After all, he was in the middle of an empty lot, located 100 yards or so beyond the back perimeter wall of the American Embassy, several hundred yards distant from the official Chancery Building, on whose top floor I sat at that moment. There were no vehicles or other obstacles around him. Why so fussy? Was he having problems with the transmission? Peculiar indeed. I suddenly heard a dull whump, the sort of sound you feel in your gut. In a split second, I was on the floor. Several colleagues who had been conducting a briefing just stared at me in wonder, unmoving. "Get down!" I barked. The first instinct of most people in such circumstances is to rush to the windows to see what's happening. That's what people had done the year before, in August 1998, when they heard shooting outside the American Embassy in Nairobi, Kenya. Many had been cut to pieces in a hail of shattered glass when the subsequent explosion went off. I ordered that we low crawl into the central hallway, where we would be buffered by the offices on either side of the brick embassy building. For several long minutes, the entire population of the embassy's top floor waited, hunkered down. When at length I peered cautiously around the doorway and through a window, I could see a burning white truck in the middle distance. The attackers had been quite clever. Three ordinary SUVs had been rigged to fire a pair of 109mm Chinese-made rockets each, through rear windows whose glass had been replaced with semi-opaque plastic sheeting. In addition to the embassy in Islamabad, the plotters had simultaneously fired by remote control from a vehicle in another parking lot across town at the American Embassy's Cultural Affairs Building. The rear window of a third vehicle had been aimed at a tall downtown apartment building.